They start by cutting a big hole in the ice. The first hole is critical. It's the entrance through which they'll eventually feed the net. The team launch a 15-metre pole into the water. It's attached to a rope like a giant needle and thread, which in turn is connected to the net. Moving out from here, they dig a series of 200 smaller holes so they can reach through the ice and guide the pole and net in the right direction. Using traditional tools, and with ice up to a metre thick, it's tough work. And I've offered to help, but I'm not sure the locals are too keen.
It's a sharp metal prod on the end of a wooden handle. He's using it to dive into the ice and create these smaller holes. Give me this one, my friend. You can relax. So once they've used the axe to kind of pick at the ice and create the hole, we then use this shovel to try and scoop it out. What? What's wrong? I'm doing my very best, my friend. He makes it look so easy. You can see now he's broken through the ice, water's come through. This hole's almost done. And they just go to the next one.
Whilst they dig more holes, back at the start, it's time to cast the net.
Now the guys are just spreading it out, making sure it feeds into the hole. Now it's an astonishing 2 kilometres long. What happens is if it has any snags, it won't spread under the ice. We want it to spread nicely and catch as many fish as possible.